You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, when someone is buying a new heating and air system, what are some of the questions they should be asking?
We look at heating and air really having three main priorities. One of them being comfort, next safety, and then money savings. And so if you're considering a new heating and air system, I think it would be wise to kind of start with those groups. You know, one of the first things that people don't think about is, you know, they always get a blanket off the couch, or, you know, maybe a certain bedroom is really cold, or maybe the basement is cold. So before you go and just take out the existing system and put the exact same thing back in, you may want to ask the question, you know, are there certain areas that can be solved through maybe redesigning the ductwork or, you know, putting in an extra return? One of the things that helps with comfort is airflow. In a lot of homes, the original design of the heating and air system was not very good. So, you know, like bigger rooms or rooms that have high heat loss, you want to try to have good airflow in them out of the vents and through the return. But then also there can be issues with sizing of the actual system itself. Sometimes, especially in track homes or, you know, contractor built homes, they might try to skimp on the actual size of the unit. You might have a basement that's cold because the thermostat is upstairs, and, you know, so you don't have any way to regulate the temperature in the basement. So we fix that with zones. The bottom line is you should focus in on comfort. Ask yourself the questions, you know, is there anywhere in my home that I'm not comfortable, maybe on a really cold day or a hot day? And then maybe that could be a question that's explored with a consultant or a professional. Next is safety. And generally that comes into play on every system from a sense of air quality. And it's pretty rare that heating and air systems have mold inside of them, just because of the, you know, the bulk amount of airflow. But if the system hasn't been working properly, or the filters haven't been changed, or the vents have all been shut off, things like that, then that can drastically reduce the airflow. And there's moisture. There's, especially on a regular system, it's when the AC is on, it condensates. So there it gets moisture, and, you know, it can be warm air, and it can cause mold to grow. So that would definitely be something that could be a safety concern for the health of individuals in the home. Mm-hmm. But also gas. So there might be a natural gas unit or an LP gas unit, or even oil fired, or maybe even if it's a really, really old system, maybe even like a diesel system. But the important thing there is that don't minimize the safety concern there. A good question to ask is, you know, is my system a gas system? If you don't know, is it vented properly? Is it up to code? Look at, you know, maybe have the flames tested and seen if they burn clean, because those things can influence carbon monoxide. And you know, if you have issues going on there, that can actually go into your duct system and be dispersed throughout the home. So that can definitely be a safety concern. The money is, you know, we call it overpayment. So, you know, one of the things that you need to understand is how old your system is, what is the current SEER rating of your system, and then, you know, is my ductwork and airflow, am I wasting hot air or cold air as I'm trying to condition my home because there's leaks in the ductwork? So, you know, making sure that you're not wasting air and you have a good rated system to be able to meet your efficiency needs or where you want to be at efficiency. And, you know, the technology has come a long ways in the last 20 years. So if you've got a 20-year-old system, it's probably very largely inefficient. It's costing you extra money each month as you heat or cool your home.
So to get started, is there some sort of consultation that a buyer can do with you to just go through all of these?
Absolutely. We do both heat and cool checks. So depending on what time of the year it is, whether the heat is on or the air conditioning is on, we come out, and right now those are free. So you can call in and get that scheduled, and we'd be happy to do a heat or cool check to be able to uncover those type of things.
All right, and the number to call to reach Whistler Plumbing and Air is 540-483-9382.